Landlord of slain NYC woman slams hawk for blaming crime wave on expired child tax credit. By Catherine Hamilton on February 16, 2022. The landlord of the woman who was stabbed to death in her New York City apartment slammed Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez for tying rising crime to the expiration of the child tax credit. The Manhattan landlord of the 35-year-old Asian advertising creative who was knifed to death by a free-on-bail homeless career criminal has slammed Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez for pinning the crime surge on child tax credits expiring, the Daily Mail reported on Tuesday. Brian Chin called the left-wing firebrand unbelievably naive and completely irresponsible for comments she made the day after Christina Unilee was stabbed 40 times in Manhattan's Chinatown. The man accused of Una's murder, 25-year-old Assam Adnash, was arrested on Sunday and charged with sexually motivated burglary on Monday. He is being held without bail, according to the report. My family's owned this since the 1970s. We've lived through the 70s, 80s, 90s, all the bad times in New York, and nothing's ever happened like this, Chin said during an interview with Fox News on Tuesday. So we are, as a community, not only shocked and grieving, but also very, very scared. And rightfully angry at our elected officials who have driven us to this point and put this criminal on the streets. In an interview published in The New Yorker on Monday, Ocasio-Cortez tied the increase in crime to the expiration of the child tax credit. We don't want to say some of the things that are obvious. Like, gee, the child tax credit just ran out on December 31st, and now people are stealing baby formula, the far-left congresswoman remarked. We don't want to have that discussion. We want to say these people are criminals, or we want to talk about people who are violent instead of environments of violence, and what we're doing to either contribute to that or dismantle that. The child tax credit was part of President Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package. Biden wanted to extend the program for another year but was thwarted by Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, who argued the money would discourage people from working and aggravate inflation even further, according to Fox News. When asked for his opinion of Ocasio's comments, Chin said her statement shows the amount of distance that out-elected officials have from the community themselves. All of the crimes he committed, including the assault in the subway station, were just steps away from the building. This man was a menace to the community. He was an outright danger, he continued. But the police did their jobs excellently. They kept arresting him repeatedly. It was the politicians' lax on crime policies that kept putting him on the street, because the judges have to follow the rule of law, which the politicians have set in the city. According to the Daily Mail, Lee was a freelance advertising creative from New Jersey who has spearheaded campaigns for brands including Equinox and Google. Surveillance footage showed the suspect following the victim down a hallway after she got out of a cab on Sunday. When she entered the building, she didn't realize that Nash, who did not know her, had sneaked in behind her after watching her exit a taxi and was following her up six flights of stairs to her home, the report states. Chin told Fox News a lot of his other tenants still can't sleep after the incident. I've only slept about 3 hours in the last nearly 3 days now. The building is still an active crime scene. The police have still not released the building. It has been a nightmare, he said. But of course, our pain pales in comparison to that of the family. I just cannot imagine having a child taken away like this.